Wednesday morning. Hey, let's talk some, while we're talking women's sport. Joe Montemurro was the FIFA World Women's Coach of the Year back in 2019. Led Arsenal to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. He's done great things. They've qualified again. But now he's got a new job at Juventus. And I reckon that's super exciting. He's a Parade College champion as well back in the old days. And he joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys.
Great to have you with us. Now, we spoke to you a couple of years ago, I reckon, when you were doing the great things at Arsenal and you were the World Women's Coach of the Year from FIFA. Now you've moved to Juventus. Tell us about why you've moved to one of the most, I imagine, one of the most pressured jobs in women's sports.
Oh, look, I think there's always opportunities as coaches, and you always want to test yourself, and you always want to be... go to those next levels and have these amazing opportunities. I've been blessed and honoured to have been given this chance, and I just felt it was the right opportunity at the right time, and honoured to be given the opportunity.
You spent a lot of time at Arsenal in the WSL and did great things there with championships and all the like. The different competition, how long have you been, or how much do you know about the different competition?
Oh, look, I think when you are working in Europe, you tend to keep an eye on a lot of the leagues. Definitely the Italian league is one that there's been a fair bit of investment from both the clubs and the federation. So it's a league that's growing. But to be honest, I was extremely impressed by the project at Juventus and what they've been doing over the last few years. They are the champions, and... they want to now start making some headway in Europe, and I just felt it was the right opportunity. So, as I said, I'm privileged, proud, and very honoured to be here.
So we've seen, Joe, over the last probably 5 or 6 years, a real sort of influx in the interest in women's sport. We know that it's absolutely growing in the UK, but what's it like when it comes to a team like Juventus? What is the interest like in women's football?
Well, look, I mean, obviously, historically, the Serie A and the men's football has been the sort of the power and the image of Italian football, and I think it's obviously going to take a little bit of time to break that, but the reality is that ever since the Italian national team did well at the last World Cup, there has been major investment and major interest, and the reality is that in Europe at the moment, the leagues are very, very strong. With the onset of the Champions League and that also growing and changing this year, it's become a mainstream sort of scenario. The clubs are now looking at branding their women's team in a way where they know that they benefit from a whole of football brand, both with the men's and women's. So, a lot of the big clubs and the big brands and the big names are seeing it as a major vehicle to explore their own brands worldwide. So it is definitely growing.
And the quality of the football, the quality of the athletes that you're going to be working with, are they comparable to an Arsenal or to a Chelsea that we think of, particularly with Sam Kerr playing for Chelsea?
Oh, look, it's always hard to say. In the Juventus team, we've got pretty much a major block of the Italian national team. They have been champions the last 4 years, and they have competed quite well in Champions League level. So, obviously there are levels of investment. Chelsea, probably invest 4, 5, 6 times more than what Juventus do, but. Obviously, the more the quality of football gets better, the more exposure it gets, and the levels and the gap starts to bridge itself. So, I'm excited to take over this team, and really, really, really excited at the prospect of bringing it to the next level.
Will you take any of your players with you? Has that been allowed to happen, or have you just got to get what you got, and that's how you start next on July 1, a little while?
You'll put me in a lot of hot water with the first interview that I've done with the 12 hours have just been announced for me. I'm taking some blames from Arsenal. No, the Arsenal guys, the Arsenal players are happy where they are. And, a lot of them are still under contract and so on. So we'll dodge that bullet that you just thrown at me.
Gee, you've answered that well. Very well indeed. What about the... You talked before about wanting to make some headway into Europe. So is there expectation now that you're that guy from the board who have appointed you, that that's the expectation now that you are competitive and maybe winning trophies in Europe?
Well, look, I mean, you know, the European leagues are strong, but obviously the onset of all that is to make sure that you qualify for Champions League, and you know, Champions League is the hero competition here. It has massive financial windfalls, but also the exposure of the level of football. So yeah, I mean, the pressure's on. You know, I like being at this level. I like having that extra onset of pressure, and you know, obviously Juventus want to be a powerhouse in Europe, and we want to make sure that we give it every opportunity over the next few years.
And more importantly, what's the family think about this? Happy to move to Italy?
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, one of the reasons for me making the decision to leave Arsenal was to get the family together and get them closer to me. So we're close to getting everyone in the same continent, which is great. So and I think my wife and my daughter aren't thinking too much about it. They're holidaying in Greece at the moment. So,
oh, nice!
So they're having a good time on a resort in Greece. So
good luck to them.
I'll hopefully join them at the end of the week.
Well, good luck to them and good luck to you, Joe. It's a great effort. So you're doing great things over there in the world of women's football, and now from an English perspective, and now of course moving to Italy with one of the biggest clubs in the world, Juventus. Good luck to you, Joe. Nice to see another parade and doing great things on the global stage.
Nice speaking to you guys. All the best. And